Yes, I'm hitting her nose 1,000 times. Because I'm trying to find the snooze button. I don't want to get up. Just want to stay in bed for the rest of my life. You can't make me get up. Going back to sleep. Stop. Oh my god. You suck. You did not have to tickle me waking up. That was very rude of you. That was very rude of you. Okay. My eyes are partially open. You're welcome. Oh my god. I need to crack my body. There we go. There we go. My body is somewhat awake. Hello. Good morning, lover. You come over here. I'm too lazy to get up. I'm too lazy to scooch over. See, I'll even pucker my lips out for you. Come here. It feels so early. What time is it? It's 10? Why does it feel like it's 7? I went to bed early last night, too. Wow. Hey, I'm not complaining. But in a way, I'm kind of complaining. Because I want to sleep longer. No. Fine. I'll be a good one and try to wake up. Stop hitting my nose. Stop hitting my nose. Ow, ow, ow. Okay, I get it. That was karma. I deserved it. Actually, no, I didn't deserve it. Because I was actually trying to find the alarm clock button. The snooze button. What is that? Yeah, the snooze button. I was reaching everywhere. The snooze button sounds very similar to your morning voice. Yes, it does. Don't give me that look. It's the truth. That's true. Anyways. Don't tickle me again. I am awake. I am awake. Alright? Do you believe me? My eyes are somewhat opening up even more. It's like a slow curtain rise, like you know how like there's like a theater, like an auditorium, like on stage, and it's like the slowest curtain rise you'll ever see. Yeah, that's what happening. That is bleh. I can't talk in the morning. That is what is happening with my eyes. It took me like 15 years to get that out, but you know that slow curtain rise, like you see on stage, like the slowest thing you'll ever see in your entire life. That's me with my eyes right now. And it's opening up very, very slowly as time goes on. So again, you're welcome. I'm not complaining. I have a very, very lovely sight that I'm seeing. Your pretty view. I know you question why I call you pretty, but you like it. You're pretty, you're handsome, you're adorable, you're lovely. I just like seeing your pretty face in the morning. Even when I am the grumpiest person in the morning, I still like seeing your face. And I know you like seeing mine. My disgusting face every morning. Hey. I am not that cute. I'm not that cute in the morning. Give me like an hour that I'll be okay at best. I try. Thank you, baby. Thank you, Papa. Did you have any dreams last night? Really? Isn't that like your third one in like the last couple of weeks? Wow. That must mean something, man. I mean, you don't really worry about dreams and stuff, but I... Neither do I, but I guess compared to the two of us, I'm more nosy about what each dream means. Like, for example, last night I had a dream that I was in biology class. And we were talking about, like, different things. And for some reason, the topic of osmosis kept coming up, like, every, like, 5 minutes. Like, we were talking about osmosis and then something else. And then osmosis and something else. And I was like, what the fuck does this mean? So I woke up this morning and I had the thought of osmosis is in my head. Do you not know what osmosis is? Did you take biology in school? I mean, I was shit in school. I barely passed, but I remember what osmosis is. Yeah, osmosis is the diffusion of water. Yeah. And it's funny because biology was my worst subject. Between biology and history are my two worst subjects. But if I could take one thing away from biology, like fuck the mitochondria as a powerhouse of the cell, fuck that shit. That shit's basic. That's just basic as fuck. If I could think about one thing, remember one thing from biology, is osmosis is the diffusion of water. Put that on my gravestone. Put that shit on my gravestone. I don't know. I have weird dreams. But I don't know what it means. Like, you're thinking about biology. You think about science. But I'm like, I don't like science. Science was my worst subject. One of my worst subjects in school. So, yeah. I don't know. And then another part of my dream was, it was you and me. We were walking down the beach, fully clothed. We're walking down the beach. We're walking in the sand. We're just kind of staring out to the sea. It's like sunset, like right before like it turns dark. It's like that break of like that sunset, like that peak sunset right before it becomes like completely dark. And then for some reason, rock music was playing in the background. But there was like no stereo or no like speakers or radio around us. It was just rock music. And it wasn't even like recognizable songs. It was just guitar and drums and bass like around us. And I was like, what the fuck is happening? And then I turned around like right behind me and I just saw a dog. It was a very cute dog. It was my favorite dog. You know what my favorite dog is? You don't know what my favorite dog is? Pugs. I love pugs. People give them shit because of how ugly they look. Pugs are the cutest shit ever. Listen. One man's trash is another man's treasure. And I live by that. And especially with dogs. When it comes to pugs, people treat them like shit. With me, when it comes to pugs, I will treat them like kings and queens and royalty. Because that's what they are. They're cute and adorable little things that just do their best and mind their own business while breathing so heavily. And they sound sick sometimes when they breathe. But it's cute. And I like it. I like them. Stop judging me. Listen, I don't judge you for your weird interests. I don't. Like, for instance, we're going to be controversial this morning. Fuck it. Like, for instance, you like pineapple on pizza. That's fucking weird. You're fucking weird. Do I judge you on that? No. Do I open up and say, hey, you're fucking weird for liking this? No. And I don't. And I'm still not going to. I'm making a point. I'm making a point. Deal with it. But hey, don't judge. Besides, we're both weird people. That's why we fit so well together. I'm weirder than you. That's not No, that's not true. No, we're both equally really weird. I'm not weirder than you. We're both equal. No, this is about equality. Equality and everything. We are both as equally weird. Yes, we are. I don't care if you're not going to believe me. It's the truth. It's the facts. You don't have to believe in facts, but facts are facts. We're both equally weird. We like different weird things. And in the end, we're weird together. And I like it when we're weird together. Scoot closer. I mean, I know you're pretty damn close to my face right now, but scoot closer. There we go. I don't know, I just like your arms around me. Oh, there goes your hand up my butt. Listen, I'm aware that you love my butt, so have at it. Thank you for giving my butt some pets. Thank you. Yeah, last night I went to bed, like, and I woke up to go to the bathroom, and it was really, really cold. Yeah, and I was like, I was so confused. I was like, why the fuck is it so cold? So before I went back into bed, I just stole a random pair of sweatpants that I found, like somewhere in the house. I think it was, like, in the hallway or something. And then I picked it up, and then I slipped it on. And then I went to bed. But now I'm sweaty. Now I'm sweaty. It's fine. I can't stop yawning. No, don't smack me into waking me up. Do not smack me or tickle me. You can poke my face. Not my nose a million times. Ow. You're getting worse. You're so mean to me. Why are you so mean to me? Listen. I try to spoil you with love, care, and affection. And all you do is do the opposite for me. Why? Yes, I'm cracking all my toes right now. And what about it? I have to crack stuff in the morning. Deal with it. Oh. heard that. Your stomach just growled. I heard that. It was very, very, like, faint, but I could still hear it. I'm not going crazy. I can literally hear it. You're right next to me. Yes. Okay. So you wanted me to seem like I'm a fucking weirdo. Well, fuck you. Fuck you. Yeah. I'm also hungry. Mm-hmm. I have the hungies.
What do you want for breakfast?
I said, what do you want for breakfast? We can make pancakes, eggs, scrambled, because I know how picky you are with eggs, so. And I also really like scrambled, so. We can do scrambled eggs, what else can we do? We have sausage. We can make some sausage. No, for eating. Get your mind out of the gutter. Oh my fucking god. Do you have a morning wood? No, you don't. You just get your fucking head out of the gutter. But. Yeah, we can make some pancakes. But as of next week, we can start making waffles. Because my parents are coming back from their trip next week. And then when they come back, I'm stopping back home to get the waffle maker. Well, they don't really make waffles anymore. They both lost their, like, interest in waffles. I have to talk with them. I don't understand either. I'm just trying to move on with it. But they're like, yeah, just come over when we come back next week and we'll give you the waffle maker. I was like, okay. So we can make waffles next week. But yeah, today we can make some pancakes, eggs, sausage. Yeah. I can make you your coffee. You can put orange juice in a mug like how I like it in the morning. I don't know. Like, I feel like when I have orange juice in a mug, like, first thing in the morning, I feel, like, it feels right. I don't know. Like, it feels like the correct, right, and perfect way to start my day. I don't know. It has to be orange juice in a mug. If it's not in a mug, if it's just, like, a regular cup, it's different. It has to be in a mug. I don't know. I'm weird. Maybe I am weirder than you. Come to think of it, I think I am weirder than you. It's fine. It's completely fine. but yeah. You can make that breakfast. Why are you looking at me like that? Oh, you just want more kisses? Don't. I have really bad morning breath. I have bad morning breath. I brush my teeth in the morning and at night. But I still have morning breath. No. 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 Okay. But I feel bad. You know, I always feel bad when you kiss me in the morning. Because of my morning breath. Yes, I'm scratching my nose. I'm itching. Leave me alone. Also, I forgot to tell you this before we went to bed last night. But don't forget to call your mom. Because she texted me last night. And she was like, tell my son to call me. He never talks to me anymore. Why are you a bad son? You're a bad son. You're so rude. Talk to your parents. I talk to my mom once a day.
I talk to my dad every other day. So talk to your family members. Be nice. Be nice to them. But yeah, the fact that your mom had to text me last night before we went to bed, telling me to tell you to call her, that's sad. That's so rude. Okay, fine. I will be your personal checklist. You have to call your mom by the end of the day. Like sometime throughout this day. If you do not call her by the end of this day, no sex for you for a week. Yep. Yep. I am strict on that. If you do not call your mom at any point throughout the day, no sex for you next week. Nope. No, for the next week. We're not having sex for the next week. It's not starting next week. It's for the next week. Yes. So, it should give you some hope, some motivation to call your mother. And the fact that this has to motivate you into calling someone who raised you. That's so sad. You know what? Fine. Doesn't have to be your mom. At least call like one of your parents. Mom or dad. You can even call your brother. Call your brother. You haven't talked to him like in a month. Month or two. Yeah. Go talk to him. Why don't you talk to your family? Oh, me and my brother. Kidding me? You don't have bad blood with your brother. I, on the other hand, do. So, I have my reasons as to why I don't talk to them. But I talk to my parents every day, literally every day. So you should do that. Okay? You promise? You pinky promise? Come on, just pinky promise. There you go. If you break this, I will break you by not letting you have sex with me for the next week. All right? Good boy. What? I just like looking at you. Yeah, I love looking at you. You're my favorite view. You've always been my favorite view. Yeah, I do. Also, I wanted to say one thing. Come here, it's a secret. Come here, come here. Get closer, come here, come here. I love you. I love you. I love you a lot. I love you a latte. I don't even like coffee, and the fact that I made that pun, should be appreciative of that. Yeah. Oh, did you hear that? That was my stomach. All right, pretty boy. Let's go make some food for our systems. Can you help me get up? Thank you.